into the off season. Got another episode on deck. So I was just sitting here thinking about this platform. This platform is not dedicated to a particular team, but what I want to do is talk about this particular quarterback that a lot of people really slept on. Even I did out of college. Marcus Mariota. Let me tell you, I really love the Titans, but I really think they messed up. I know a lot of Tennessee Titans teams, fans, excuse me for that. They don't like to hear that, but I have a gut feeling that Atlanta is going to have a great season, and it's going to be because of Marcus, and a lot of people don't want to give him his credit when Marcus got to the Tennessee Titans. You know, it was like the bottom of the barrel. You know, we were scrubs. You know, we was right down there with the Browns. You know, one thing that I know that this guy was running for his life when he was in Tennessee. He had no offensive line, no receivers to throw to, garbage coaches that really wasn't that good. Wild situation, man, for that guy. And they didn't use him how they were supposed to use him. I mean, I would have took advantage of Marcus' skill. His skill set was different. And the guy was accurate, man. He was really precise with the football. If you really go back and look at the film, yes, he threw a few interceptions, but not like that. I mean, he was above the average quarterback as far as passing percentage. But to me, I just feel like the guy's going to do well in the NFL. No matter if they drafted his, I forgot the guy's name, the kid from Cincinnati. They just drafted him, but he's not going to see the field unless Marcus get hurt. If Marcus gets hurt, it's the dude may have a chance. But I'm telling you, it's a great thing. And even though that I'm a Tennessee Titans fan, but I'm also Atlanta Falcon fan now, and I'm gonna follow those guys. So I have two games to watch now, and I think he's gonna do great. It may take him a little bit, but to really catch on, you know, maybe like two or three games to get his feet wet, because he's been sitting behind Carr from the Raiders, you know. But I really believe once dude get his feet wet, it's game on, you know? And they're going to really see what this guy's really made of. You know, I saw Marcus break his leg, didn't even make no type of expression, you know? Those guys from those islands are super tough. I played football with those guys a few times in my little small career. And I would say those Samoans, Tongas, and, just people from Hawaii and stuff like that, those guys are tough, you know. And I take my hat off to them. You know, I really think this is going to be a good season for Marcus Mariota. You know, like I said, this particular podcast, you know, it's about the off season, just thinking about, you know, just things that most people don't think about. You know, but I am a big fan of Marcus, and I'm glad this guy's getting his second chance, and I think he's going to take advantage of it and really prove a lot of people wrong. And hopefully, we'll meet up somewhere in the playoffs. because I am a Titans fan, so I see you when I see you. Peace out.